Thank you, Madam Chair. The Gambia welcomes the launch of GR40 and expresses our sincere gratitude to the committee for its continued efforts to promote gender equality and inclusiveness, particularly through its constructive engagement with member states. For my delegation, this is a timely and crucial step towards ensuring that women who form over 50% of our population are fully included in decision-making processes at all levels. In the Gambia, inclusiveness in decision-making is not just a policy goal, but a fundamental necessity for our development and governance. We firmly believe that for any society to thrive, the voices and perspectives of women must be fully integrated into leadership roles, whether in the judiciary, local governance, or central government. To ensure the empowerment of women and coordination of gender equality efforts, the Gambia has established a dedicated Ministry of Gender, Children, and Social Welfare, where the ministry plays a critical role in coordinating national efforts, developing policies, and implementing programs that aim to empower women and promote their participation in decision-making at all levels. Additionally, women hold prominent positions in our judiciary, including in the Supreme Court and other high courts, ensuring that women's voices are at the forefront of our legal system. At the local government level, we have seen women taking up leadership roles where they are actively involved in shaping policies that directly affect their communities. At the central level, women are also serving in senior positions, contributing to national decision-making and policy formulations. These achievements are supported by our Women's Act and the National Gender Policy, which provide the legal and policy frameworks to ensure that women have equal opportunities to participate in governance. While challenges still remain, including addressing cultural barriers and ensuring more women take up leadership roles, the Gambia remains committed to making inclusiveness in decision-making a reality. We thank the committee once again for its invaluable work and look forward to continued collaboration in advancing